conventional wheelchairs, they're mostly charged overnight. 90% of users, they charge overnight, which includes 8-hour charging. Then they get day or two of energy in their batteries. But if they're more active during the day, it may happen that they ran out of energy in their batteries late afternoon.
Zelko Pantig is a professor in electrical and computer engineering at Utah State University. Pantig and Calvin Koopmans, also a professor in the same department at Utah State University, have designed a wireless wheelchair charging pad.
Wireless charging is one of the key concepts of this invention. We design active pad, which is a very thin, looks like a floor mat. It's laid on the floor and it has a large number of coils integrated and electronics integrated inside. When the chair is above that position on that pad, what happens is electronics inside recognizes the position of the wheelchair. And when the charging is requested by user, it starts delivering energy from the pad in a wireless manner.
Wheelchair users can simply drive their wheelchair onto this wireless charging pad. Koopman says that one of the breakthroughs of the invention is that via an app, users can instruct their wheelchair to go charge itself.
And we've also been working on some higher level intelligence where you can take your phone out and say, okay, wheelchair, go find the pad and charge yourself. And then you don't actually need to be in the chair to charge it, which gives you even more freedom. And for a certain class of wheelchair users, this means that they might actually be able to totally manage their wheelchair by themselves and not need a minder to just find the cord and plug it in. So it could really free up wheelchair users' lives.
Interested electric wheelchair users can contact the Utah State University College of Engineering. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.